Normally, these two readings don't connect. They're chosen for different reasons, actually continuous readings. And though in my reflection this morning, I saw a connection I just want to share with you, and specifically is in Abram, that story about Abram who leaves toward the land that God will give him is often connected with an idea of faith. You know, that he leaves everything and he goes in faith, takes everything with him on what God will promise to him and has asked him to do. And then the gospel obviously is about judging. And what I was thinking is how even in faith, how sometimes we judge other people's faith even, and maybe our kids' faith or this generation's faith, or maybe the faith of some people that are around us who don't go to Mass, or some people who don't believe like we believe, and especially in our own family. And I know sometimes we wish they did. But one of the things that I was thinking of is the reasons why we don't judge in particular is because we don't know what they experience. I think when I take a look at the young people today and what they have to live through, the way they live their lives, the way they are formed by our culture, it takes a lot more energy, really. It takes a lot more kind of guts and fervor to believe than even in my generation, where, you know, the culture kind of helped me believe. And it opened me up, and it kept me kind of open. And there's so many things, I think, today that shut all that stuff down for them, that for them to break through those hurdles are a lot harder than it was for me. And I'm sure even for my own parents, the hurdles they break through. And the attractiveness of the world is different. So we don't really, the reason why we don't judge is because we don't know the kind of faith they need in order to jump those kinds of hurdles, which is really unfortunate. But even in people's lives, when some who suffer from depression and they're struggling to have faith, and some who are very rational in their mind, and some of them maybe even want to have faith, but they're struggling in their mind to believe because they're thinking in other ways than maybe we think. And so I think the challenge for us is, especially in giving advice, because even the advice sometimes I give about how to have faith and how I have faith doesn't at all connect with their world. Because it's a different world than what I lived and kind of how I was formed and maybe how you were formed. And so it's really more about accompanying it rather than judging, especially as people are making all these different choices. And today Jesus recognizes that the difficulties sometimes we have in other parts of our life become the beam in our eye that we don't recognize when we look at other people and say, look, this is how you do it. And it's like, yeah, no, this is how I do it. But if you try that way, it may or may not work, given your own life. So today, as we take a look at faith in particular, the faith we have, and the faith we'd love to have in the people around us, maybe in our families and our spouses, do we recognize that each person has their own journey to walk with God, and that we here just accompany them as witnesses, as they accompany us in our journey of faith.